God this morning. Amen. Let's look at Acts chapter 14. We're going to look at verses 6 through 10. Acts 14, 6 through 10. Thank God for His Word. Praise God. They'll have it on the overhead for you there. Acts 14, beginning with verse number 6. They, that's Paul and his company, became aware of it, fled to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and to the surrounding region. Verse 7, and they were preaching the gospel there. And in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a cripple from his mother's womb. Think about that, a cripple from his mother's womb, who had never walked. This man heard Paul speaking. Paul, observing him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand up straight on your feet. And he leapt and walked. Praise God. Hallelujah. This morning I want you to see that faith is the power switch that connects you to the power of God. Faith is the switch that connects you to the power of God. Or you simply could say faith activates the power of God in your life. And I'm telling you, this I believe will be simple to understand, but these truths acted on will produce phenomenal results in a person's life. They have been producing phenomenal results in a lot of your lives for many, many years. They've been producing phenomenal results in mine and Margaret's life for over 40 years now. Praise God, almost 50 years. Glory to God. And for people who know some things, people who believe the truth and know the Word, this will help people that sometimes people know the Word, but they're just not getting results. Or there's an area in their life they're not getting results. Now, I'm telling you, I believe this will help you see some things that will change everything. Amen. So faith activates the power of God. Faith is the switch that activates the power of God. Everybody knows what an on and off button is. Amen. You turn the button to the on position and your appliance, your tool, your computer, or whatever comes on. You turn it to the off position and it goes off. Amen. Praise God. You turn your light switch. So we always call that a switch. You turn your light switch to the on position and your lights come on. You turn the light switch off, the toggle off, and your lights go what? Oh, wow, you're a sharp bunch. Glory to God. Well, why do we call it a switch? Now, these are very, very, very layman's terms, all right? We call it a switch because it uses a device to switch the electric current to the open or the closed position. Electricity is always flowing. It's always flowing. I mean, your lights may be off, but, you know, the power company didn't start sending the electricity. The power's there. God's power is always here. Because it's always His will to save people. It's always His will to heal people. It's always His will to deliver people. People have to make connection with that power, and sometimes people have to straighten out some things, but it's always God. God's always on. He's always ready. And so it's called a switch because, you know, the power's always on, but when the light switch is on the off position, then it opens up that circuit, and so it doesn't make connection. When it's on the on position, it connects, and then the power flows. It connects to the power, and the power flows. Everybody say it connects to the power, and the power flows. When you turn it off, when you push the button, in some form or fashion down there with your computer or whatever, that the circuit breaks, and so it's not connected anymore. The power's still there, the electricity's still flowing, but the circuit's open, and so the power doesn't flow. Amen. Are you following me? Glory to God. So, it's a switch. In the same way, faith connects us with God and with His power. And so faith activates the power of God. Faith is the switch that activates the power of God in our lives. Power to save, power to heal, power to deliver, power to help, power to answer some prayer. Now notice this passage that we just read. Very interesting. It says this man had faith to be healed. First of all, every commentary I looked at, it didn't matter whose it was, it didn't matter if it was Baptist or Pentecostal, every commentary that I looked at, it didn't matter if it was from 400 years ago or 50 years ago, every commentary I looked at pointed out that this man had faith to be healed because he heard Paul preaching the gospel. We read that, you know, in verse number 7, and they were preaching the gospel there. And they all point out that when the gospel is, they all point out, you know, Romans 10, 17, we know that well. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So they heard the gospel being preached, and they had faith. But what most of them don't point out is that Paul must have been preaching that Jesus saves and Jesus heals and Jesus delivers. If Paul would have been up there saying that sometimes, you know, God wants to save you and make your life wonderful and then grow you up and teach you, and sometimes he'll put sickness and disease on you to teach you, and sometimes it's not his will to heal you, the man would not have had faith to be healed. No, Paul was preaching that Jesus is the Savior, Jesus is the healer, Jesus is the deliverer. He heard the gospel being preached, and he had faith to be healed. Glory to God. But then notice, again, it says he had faith to be healed, but he's still sitting there crippled. Think about that. He had faith to be healed. The Bible said so. The Bible said so. You can look at it all you want to and try to figure out how that's wrong, but the Bible said so. He had faith to be healed, but he was sitting there still crippled and not healed. You follow me? Amen. And so over the years, 45 years now, I've heard people at times, people say, I believe God. I believe God. I just heard it last week. I believe God. I have faith. I know I have faith. I believe God. But it's just not working. It's just not working this time. Or I don't know why it's not working. Or we were believing God for this to happen, but it didn't work. It didn't work. Sometimes, you know, people just think they have faith, but they're not actually operating in faith at all. You know, and so when you begin to talk to people, they go, oh, I was ignorant. I thought it was faith, but it wasn't faith at all. But listen carefully, because this will answer some questions that you may have. A person can truly have faith. They can truly believe something in their heart, but not get results. James 2:26 says, faith without works is dead. Works there means actions. Faith without actions is dead. One translation says, faith without corresponding actions is dead. Now, when you look at that and you read that whole passage in James, you could say faith without works is dead. And you could say, well, dead means it's not real faith to begin with. But that's not really in line with the rest of the Scriptures, such as this one. This man had faith to be healed, but he wasn't healed. No, the word dead there means literally in the Greek, and it can mean, you know, different things. But here it means it's inactive. It's there, but it's inactive. It's inoperative. It's there. It's real. It's genuine. It's there, but it's barren. It's without power. It's there, but it's dormant and not working. If someone doesn't act, it's because, number one, they don't really have faith. Or listen carefully. Listen carefully. They have faith, but they've never released it. If it's not working, it's because somebody doesn't... I said if someone doesn't act, I should have said if it doesn't work, it's because, number one, it's not really faith. Or number two, somebody genuinely has faith. But you know, faith is of the heart. It's like love. You can have love in your heart, but you've got to say something to release that love. You've got to do something to release that love. Faith is in the heart. You've got to express it. You've got to release it. You've got to turn it loose. And so if somebody's not getting results, it's because they don't really have faith to begin with, or they genuinely have faith, but they've never released it. And faith without corresponding actions, faith without confession. And what we speak is our faith in action. What you say is an action. What we say is an action. Faith without confession, faith without a confession is inactive, it's inoperative. It's there, but it's not working. It's not producing. Real faith must be. It must be. It must be released. It must be loosed in order to be operative. Amen. I said amen. Glory to God. The power button, or the light switch, is not the power. Faith is not the power, but it must be pushed. That toggle must be flipped to the on position to activate the power. The power's there, but you got to flip the switch to make connection. Then the power flows. If you don't flip the switch, even though it's there, nothing will happen. Amen. Faith is like the switch, but faith must be released. It must be turned on. It must be switched on or set in motion. Brother Hagin said this, very interesting, very interesting. I went back and looked at some things and saw some things. I've heard him say it, but this is very interesting. Listen carefully. He said, if you want to help someone get saved, if you want to help somebody get healed, If you want to help somebody get filled with the Holy Ghost, if you want to help somebody get an answer to a prayer, there are two things you have to work on. That's the believing part and the action part. And he understands confession is action. He said, if you really want to help somebody, you've got to help them with the believing part and the action part. Listen carefully. He said, if you act without faith, nothing will happen. It won't work. And so we've certainly seen that over the years. People tried to act because they were told they should act. They made positive confessions. They made biblical confessions, but they didn't really believe them in their heart, so it didn't work. Amen. Or sometimes people, acted. They got out and acted and did something, to demonstrate their faith, but they didn't really believe in their heart, and it didn't work. So he said, if you act without faith, nothing will happen. It won't work. But then he goes on to say, and if you believe without actions, nothing will happen. If you believe without actions, nothing will happen. It won't work. But when there is faith and action, then it works. Then it works. And then from his little book on words, he says, more than as a Baptist boy on a bed of sickness, I begin to understand Mark 11:23. Whosoever shall say and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. In other words, he will have the words he speaks when he believes them in his heart. See, and there's the two things. You believe and you act. You confess. Born and reared a Southern Baptist, I was taught to believe for salvation and to believe the Bible. When I saw these truths in Mark 11:23, I believed them. The thing that had kept me bedfast for 16 months was not knowing how to turn my faith loose. Watch this. Very powerful. You will not get the blessings of God just because you have faith. You won't get healed or baptized in the Holy Spirit just because you have faith. You will not get answers to your prayer just because you have faith. Most Christians think they will, but they are wrong. The Bible does not teach it. Now, you might understand it better if you just said you won't get the results just because you believe it in your heart. But when you believe something in your heart, that means you have faith. So, because the Word of God says over and over again, believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart and act on the Word. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. Romans 10:9-10. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Confess with your mouth. Faith without works is death. You won't get results simply by having real, genuine faith in your heart or because you believe something in your heart. No, you must turn your faith loose. Praise God. And then he goes on to say, faith is expressed in words. Faith is always expressed in words. Faith must be released in words through your mouth. We can see that in all these scriptures we have read. When you speak something, that is action. When you speak something, it is action. It took me a long time to discover that, 16 months of being bedfast, because nobody ever taught me that. And I'm not talking about the words you speak in church or the words that you use when you pray. I'm talking about the words you use in everyday life, the words you speak at home with your friends, at work, the everyday words that you speak in life. Because we can be at church and we can say, oh, yes, hallelujah, God supplies all my needs according to His riches and glory. But then around the dinner table with your wife, you're going, we can't pay our bills. We can't ever pay our bills. I don't know why we can't pay our bills. Do you know why we can't pay our bills? Yes. Because you don't believe you can. And you said you couldn't. It's the words you speak in everyday life, around the water cooler, so to speak. Glory to God. Amen. I said amen. Amen. So when somebody, anybody, really believes, and then they release their words through actions, they flip the switch. Power's there. They've got faith in their heart. They believe in your heart. You have to have that. You believe in your heart. Amen. And now when you speak the Word and when you act on the Word, you flip the switch and you connect to the power. And the power flows into you and drives out the sickness or heals the body or whatever. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you can just get people to simply act on the Word they believe, you'll always get results. So faith, when released, is the switch or button that activates the power of God. And Brother Hagin tells a story. You probably heard it. I've heard him tell this story live. I don't know how many times when he was alive. I've read after him. But what I want to remind you of it and tell you something very interesting about this story. He was at a meeting one time, and by direction of the Spirit of God, he said, I want to pray for anybody that has problems from the waist down. Now, that could be from a lot of different reasons. You could have problems with your hips. You could have problems with your nerves. You could have a knee problem. You could have ankle problems. You could have foot problems. You could have muscle problems. You know, one man came up that had been severely burned from his waist down. Well, he had problems. So anybody, just by the Spirit of God, he said, I want you to come up here. I want to pray for you, minister to you, rather, you know, as the Spirit leads me. Anybody that has problems from the waist down. So several people came up. I forget now. I think it was 10, but I'm not sure. But several people came up, and he talked to the first one and found out what their problem was. And then he said, can you run? And the person would say, you would normally say, well, I can't even, you know, some of them had to have people help them to the front. They couldn't even get to the front. Literally could not get to the front on their own, but they had confidence in him and his ministry, so they got somebody to help them get to the front. And so he said, well, the Lord told me to tell you to run. Amen. There's a way to act on your faith. The Lord told me to tell you to run. And each person turned around and began to run. And as they ran, because they switched the flip of faith, the power of God came on them and they were healed. Amen. Now, the man that came up that was severely burned, I don't know his exact story, but I guess it messed up his, you know, his skin and his muscles. And this man, he could just barely scoot. That's all he could do, was just kind of scoot. And Brother Hagin said, can you run? And he goes, no, man, I can't run. I can't even hardly walk. And he said, well, the Lord said to run. And without hesitation, the man turned and he ran down the aisle. Well, he tried to run. He, you know, the best he could. And he ran down one aisle, came up the other side, and came back up to the front, and he's still just scooty. Brother Hagin, take off again. And he ran down the aisle, and he came up, and he came down, and he's still just scooty. No change. And Brother Hagin said, run again. And he ran down the aisle and went back to the back and he came up to the front again. And this time, Brother Hagin jumped off the platform, grabbed him by the arm and ran with him. And they ran down, and when they came back to the front, the man was walking normally. So the last lady came up. The last lady. And, you know, some of the other people had to have people help them come up, but she got up there on her own, you know. And he told her to run. And she said, I can't run. I can't run. You saw me. I walked up here. I couldn't hardly walk. I can't run. And he said, well, you know, he's trying to help her. He said, you saw these others. Some of them were worse off than you. He said, a couple of them had to have people help them come to the front. And they couldn't run either, but they acted in faith. They ran in faith, you know, activating the power of God. And were healed. But she still refused and sat down and was not healed. She said, I can't run. I can't run. And she wouldn't run. Now, every single person in the line had been healed, and she refused to run. Now here, I know that story, but here's what's interesting about that story. Last April, Pastor Hagin was right here in this pulpit. You know, the Faith Crusade was here, and all their singers and musicians and Sister Lynette, and they were here. Well, he talked about that meeting because he said, I was there in the crowd. He didn't say how old he was. He was probably just 10 years old, 12 years old, maybe 14 years old, something like that. He said, I was there that night when Dad ministered to those people that way. And he said, that last lady, he said, I remember very clearly, she said she was very arrogant about it. She was very adamant about the fact. When Dad said, Dad told her to run, she said, my God, preacher, I can't hardly walk, much less run. I can't run, and I won't run. And I found that interesting, because he was there. That was an eyewitness testimony. She said, no, I can't run, and I'm not going to run. Well, that's very interesting to me on several levels. But it's really mind-boggling that she wouldn't run. Here was the power of God, wanting to heal her, ready to heal her, desiring to heal her. Here's God's love for her, and all she has to do is flip the switch of faith. In this case, act on the word of the Lord, which, because it was the word of the Lord, that's obvious, the other nine people got healed, and act on it, do something, believe you can, and make the attempt, step out in faith. But she wouldn't do it. And so the circuit was never... That's mind-boggling. Mind-boggling to me. You know, but really, anytime we don't believe and act and talk like God's Word, any of His Word is true in our lives, that's really incomprehensible. It really is mind-boggling. Almighty God, the Creator of the heaven and the earth and the seas, God Himself tells us something in His Word. Then we should confidently, being fully persuaded, act on it. Amen. And do what He says. Amen. Now, there must come a specific point in time where you release your faith. A lot of people say, I'm believing, and it doesn't really mean anything. In other words, there has never been a specific time where they believed they got, where they believe they obtained, where they believe they appropriated, where they believe they received what God promised them or offered them or told them they could have. In other words, they're waiting for it to happen someday. That's not faith. No, there must come a specific point in time where you turn your faith loose and you believe you get it. And you talk like it so and you act like it so. We call that, you know, typically, the point of faith. Or a point of contact, rather. A point of contact. Everybody say a point of contact. When Paul saw this man, it says he looked at him intently. He's preaching the gospel. Just, you know, he's preaching the gospel. And he's looking at the crowd and he kept looking to this man and kept being drawn. And he says he looked at him intently and he saw he had faith. And like John was preaching on Wednesday night, you know, everything in the Bible is there for a reason. When it says Paul spoke with a loud voice, that was there for a reason. He looked at him intently. He perceived, he saw that he had faith to be healed. And in a loud voice, some translations say he shouted. He looked at the man and said, "Stand up on your feet." Don't think about it. Don't reason. Don't look around. Don't think about that, how impossible it is. Just, I'm convinced that Paul, by the Spirit and on purpose, telling this man in a loud voice, "Get up on your feet," was this man's point of contact. That's where he activated it. That's where he didn't think about it. And he just made the attempt. And he made the attempt because he had closed that circuit. The power of God came on him and he was totally healed. And it was a great miracle because the man never had walked. You know, even if all of a sudden you got strength in your legs, you'd have to learn how. But he didn't have to learn how. He got up leaping and praising, worshiping God. When Brother Hagin told those people to run, that was their point of contact. Amen. A point of contact, Oral Roberts put it this way, a point of contact is something you do or say at a particular point of time that releases your faith and thus activates the power of God. When the woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of Jesus' garment, that was her point of contact. She said, "When I touch his clothes," if "I can just touch his clothes, I will be healed." And you read that in the Greek and in other translations, she continually said that, "If I can just touch his clothes, I will be made whole. I will be healed." And so she made her way to Jesus. She fought her way through the crowd and she touched the hem of his garment. And when she touched the hem of his garment, that was her faith in action. That was her flipping the switch. And when she flipped the switch, she made connection and the power of God came on her and she was healed of her plague. And Jesus looked at her and he said, "A woman, your faith has made you whole." The power was here. There's people touching him. There's people bumping into him. But that power's not going into it. When she touched him in faith, when she flipped the switch of faith, then the connection was made and the power went into her. And it's just that simple. And just that exciting. Can you say amen? Amen. Glory to God. When people are anointed with oil, that can be a point of contact. When you lay hands on somebody, that's the time and place that you actually believe that you get what you came for. If you didn't believe you got it, you're not operating in faith. If you're waiting for God to give it to you sometime in the future, there's no faith in that. No, you believe that God heard and answered your prayer and He gave it to you. And so you say, "Thank God, it's mine, it's mine." Well, I've heard people testify and say, I said, just like the woman with the issue of blood, "When He lays hands on me, I will be healed. When they anoint me with oil, I will be healed." You can even ask people, "Will you be healed when I anoint you with oil?" "Well, you know, maybe." "Well, no, it ain't going to work that way. Let's back up and talk a little bit." Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you say amen at the end of your old prayer and immediately say with your mouth, "Thank God I got it. Thank God my prayer's answered." You know, Mark 11:24, "Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive," literally believe you received, "and you shall," you believe you got it. You believe you took it by faith. Amen. You say, "Thank God it's mine." When you're praising and rejoicing God and thanking God, I'll use healing, but it would work in any area. You're praising and thanking God that you're healed. And somebody says, "Ooh, do you feel better?" I said, "I don't know. If you're going to force me on that level, I feel terrible. But according to the Word of God, I'm healed. According to the Word of God, I'm healed. I got it. Praise God. Thank God. That's acting on the Word." And that closes that circuit and the power flows. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I said, amen. When somebody agrees with you in prayer, that can be a point of contact. But whenever that time comes, your faith has to be, there must come a time where your faith has to be released before it can produce any results. You must turn on the switch of faith by talking and acting like you have what God promised you. I want to say that again. You must turn on the switch of faith. How? By. This is how you do it. You must turn on the switch of faith by talking and acting like you have what God promised you. That makes connection. I'm not waiting for anything to happen. I'm not looking for anything to happen. Glory to God. I'm calling those things that be not as though they were according to the Word of God. Glory to God. I spoke to the mountain, the problem, and I believe in my heart that it's done, that it's gone, that it's taken care of. Glory to God. I believed I received what I asked for in prayer. It's mine now. Thank you, Jesus, for it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to make preparation for that to, whatever that means. It's like Brother Copeland one time said, I needed an airplane. He said, I didn't have the money to buy the airplane, but I went and brought all the paperwork for it. You know, you have to have certain things to go with that airplane, all the charges. He said, I had the money for that. Old Robert said, I built every building at ORU by digging a hole. I didn't have the money to build a $17 million building, but I had the money to go out and dig a hole so they could get ready for the foundation. Glory to God, because he believed. Thank you, Jesus. Your faith, when loosed, when released, when switched on, connects you to the power of God. Amen. I said amen. So it's just that simple. John, I want you to come up here and stand right here. And Sherry, I want you to come up here. Glory to God. Just stand over there, a little bit over that way. And Sherry, you stand right here. This is a woman of faith. She knows how to pray the prayer of faith. This is a man of faith. He knows how to pray the prayer of faith. Whatever need you have, I want to give you an opportunity this morning to release your faith for healing. You know, you say, well, we need a better car. We need a better car, a more dependable car. We need a better house, a bigger house for our family, or we've got this problem. Whatever it is, I want you to come up in a minute, and you can tell them what your need is. But you don't have to talk to them for 10 minutes. You know, you can just say healing, or you can just say financial need, or you can say I need a better car, or you can say I need wisdom about a particular area, you know, my business, I need help with my business, or I need an answer to some particular prayer, or I need victory over depression, or I need victory over some sin, or whatever it is. And if it's healing, they're going to lay their hands on you. If it's something else, you come up here and you're going to come up here and you're going to talk to John, and you're going to say I need a financial breakthrough. Amen. And then you're going to join hands with him just like this. And he's going to pray for you. And you're going to come up with the attitude, when he prays for me, I will receive. Just like the one with, I will receive. And when he says amen, you're going to let your hands down. And you're going to say, I receive it. I take it by faith. You're going to say with your mouth, I take it by faith. I got it. It's mine now. Praise God. I am. My need is met. I am healed. Now, I do have the wisdom that I need. Whatever it is, whatever your prayer request is, you're going to say, I got it. It's mine. You're going to say. You're going to release your faith by saying, I got it. It's mine. And then, this is by direction of the Holy Ghost now. And then I want you to begin to thank God. Amen. You're thanking God that you got it. And thank Him and praise Him and rejoice and be happy and dance a little jig or laugh or run or jump or just be happy. I mean, if you had something terribly wrong in your body and the doctor said, there's no doubt about it, we've already sent it off, it's cancerous, and you go back to him the next week and he looks at you and he says, well, we're going to take another, run some more tests. And he keeps you there half a day, and finally four of them walk into your office, this has happened, walk into where you're sitting and go, we just got to tell you, we don't know what happened, but it's just not there anymore. Hallelujah. How would you act? How would you act? Act that way today. Act that way today in faith. I don't know how we're going to get that $17,000. I believe the need is met. Thank you, Lord. I believe that God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Act like you got it. Talk like you got it. And act like you got it. Glory to God. I said glory to God. I said glory to God. You got it? You're going to come up here saying, when they pray for me, when they agree with me, when they lay hands on me, I will have my need met, whatever need it is. When they quit praying for you, you're going to say, you're going to lift your hands to heaven, you're going to say, thank God it's mine. I took it by faith. I take it by faith. I've got it right now. And then you're going to praise God, thanking God, thanking God, thanking God is acting. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. That's one of the highest expressions of faith there is, when you really believe in your heart and you're thanking God for the victory, but you can't see the victory. You can't feel the victory. That's faith. That's faith. And faith connects you to the power. Glory to God. If you have a need that you want them to pray for you, anybody have this? Everybody stay seated. If you have a need, stand up. Stand up if you have a need, and you're going to come to the front right now. Be bold about it now. Come on. Glory to God. Amen. 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 I just come on up. Come on up. Come on up. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Father. Everybody else stay in an attitude of prayer and worship of God. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We're going to turn on the power switch. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. All things are possible to him that believes. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Now, you confess with them. Say, they got it. They're getting it. They got it. They got it. They got it. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Praise God. We rejoice. This situation is taken care of. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Vicki gets what she came for. She gets what she comes for. She gets what she comes for. Tammy got what she came for. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Rejoice and thank God and praise God that you got it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Take it by faith. Take it by faith. Take it by faith. Believe it's yours. Amen. 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 Say it's yours. Believe it's yours. Act like it's yours. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Everybody stand up. Everybody stand up. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Yeah, 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 yeah. Glory, glory, glory. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for touching people. Thank you for meeting needs. We connect, Father. We connect and receive. The power of God. The power of God flows into these lives. In the name of Jesus. Oh, gurada leve bakar rondo lo bakurande. Esta televa bakar, resta televa bakurande. Imana zodo leva bakar, rateleva bakar, resta tele karende leki. Zandeleva bakurande leva bakuja delevi bikar, resta delevi burkar, resta dekar, resta dele kurande la karete kar. Resta de kurre de la karre 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 de kiriandoko. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Doug. His need is met. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha on the devil. Ha, 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 ha. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. If you're watching online, just reach up and touch something. Say, when I touch this. Sometimes when I'm praying, sometimes I'll just reach up and say, driving in my car, I'll just mash the steering wheel and say, I believe I receive right now. That physical thing just helps me release my faith as a point of contact. Find something to be a point of contact. Take it by faith and then begin to rejoice and praise God and thank God that you have what you ask God for in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Thank you that Matt's need is met. Thank you that Matt's need is met. Thank you that Matt's need is met. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is met. Is met. Is met. Now praise Him and thank Him for it. Glory, 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 glory. Emanasta talava monoso tolava bakarra televa bakurrandele kerrete kiriando ku. Arradorondorra dele karrandele bekashatolava bakarrandeki. Praise you, Father. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 We call it done. We call it done. We call it done. Glory to God. Thank you. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Si carosa carranza della babaco dosoco. So life is whole. Yes. Sing it with her.
Oh, sickness can't stay any longer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your perfect love is casting out fear.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It is your will that my life is whole. Healed and whole by the stripes of Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. We take it by faith. 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 When we take it, it's ours according to the Word of God. Not according. Now rejoice, 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 and be glad. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Stretch forth your hands toward Ben. Thank you that you meet his need. Thank you that we make connection, Father. And the power flows, the power flows, the power flows, the power flows, the power flows. Glory to God, glory to God in the name of Jesus. His faith is released and the power flows. Glory to God. De la corresa tela corresa tela corresa tela corresa tela. Son de la corresa tela corresa tela corresa tela corresa tela corresa tela corresa tela. Son de la corresa tela 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 corresa tela. Pacarondo to. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Shadola Bamana, ha ha ha. Ha 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 on the devil, praise God. Ha 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 on the devil. Shamanatala Babakur Randala Babakar Radala Babakur Radala Karrisa Tela Kurideki Sandala Babakur Radala Babakur Resatela Babakur Radala Babakur Resatela Karrisa Tekoride Zungudesha Deleva Bakur Randala Babakur Randala Babakur Randala Babakarateki Imana Satula Babakar Ratala. We take it by faith. Emolu Jadala Babakur Rande Manasa. Ha ha ha. Glory to God. Ha ha ha. Glory to God. Amen. Well, give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. Give the Lord praise. Give Him praise, for He is good. Brother Hagin said, if you want to help people. How many of you want to help people? If you want to help someone get healed, if you want to help them get filled with the Spirit, if you want to help them get an answer to prayer, there are two things you have to work on. The believing part and the action part. The believing part and the saying part. If you act without faith, nothing will happen. It won't work. If you believe without action, if you believe without confession, nothing will happen. It won't work. But when there is faith and action, it works. It works. Amen. Say it out loud. Say, I have faith. I believe God. And I know how to release my faith. And the power of God flows out to me. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. That power of God will flow out to forgive you. You know, when I blow it, mess up. I say, Father, forgive me. I ask you to forgive me. And I usually say, and I believe that you do. And I thank you that you do. So many Christians walk around, repentant Christians walk around feeling guilty and miserable and horrible. Jesus said he would forgive you. You ask him to forgive you and he does forgive you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Say it again. I believe God.
My faith works.
My faith works for me.
My faith
releases the power of God. It activates the power of God to flow in me and to flow out of me to help others in Jesus' name. And say, I got it. It's mine. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't be like that woman. You know that woman that refused to run? And said, my God, preacher, I can't hardly walk. You know what part of her problem was? She was very prim, and she was very proper, and she was very sophisticated. And she thought it was beneath her dignity to run. And she thought it would make her look silly. Faith at times will make you look silly until the mountain moves. Then it ain't silly no more. I could just about run myself, even though I don't. You got testimony?
Well, I feel good.
You feel good? Drunk again, huh?
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I think my faith was there for some reason. I've had 5 nerve blocks. I fell years ago and I broke 4 ribs, but neuropathy had set in where my nerve. I can't think. In the rib area, and that particular area was where the pain was.
Yeah.
I don't have any pain.
Glory to God. Amen.
I didn't take a pain pill this morning.
Amen.
I normally take pain pills, pain patches, and I've had 5 nerve blocks. And this last week, I went in and they did 4 needles on the left. And 4 on the right. I stepped out today.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Now, keep the switch of faith turned on. We'll talk about that next Sunday. When Jesus prayed for the woman with the issue of blood, he was on his way to Jairus' house. They came and said, your daughter's dead. I'm going to paraphrase this, and I'll explain this next week, but Jesus, in essence, said, ignore them and keep the switch of faith turned on. I'll show you that in the Greek. That's exactly what he, in essence, said to her. Don't listen to that. Yeah, but she's dead. We're talking God here. Keep the switch of faith turned on. Keep the switch of faith turned on. If you came up here to pray for finances and all of a sudden they get worse tomorrow, keep the switch of faith turned on. Power will keep flowing and you'll see results. Amen. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. We love you so much. We are so glad you're here this morning. Glad to have you here with us this morning, sir. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You are dismissed. Thank you, Jesus.